What is up, everybody? Rico here, welcoming you back to our weekly sit-down of all the haps from the week. And boy, do we got some juice for you. And maybe if there's time, we can have a little mini discussion at the end. But of course, the guy that makes it all happen, the PSA 10 person, the goated purple tank teacher, the hardworking, humble, hustle, heroic, honorable Husky, the guy that probably owes me dinner after this, because goddamn, Marcus.
How's it going, Rico? That was good. That was good. I love the alliteration you got going on there. The hustle that took me out. The hustle Husky. What'd you say before that?
The hardworking, humble, hustle, heroic, honorable Husky.
And for those of you who don't know, the hustle is an inside word in our friend group, and brought to you by actually Daniel, because it was Daniel Leroy, because it was always one of our very close family friends, Mr. Ascendus, shout out, had always called Daniel handsome. Oh, you're so handsome, Daniel. You're so handsome, like that, but as a joke, right? And it kind of started transform. The handsome actually started transforming into hustle. So now that every time we say hustle, we know exactly what that means. So, but I appreciate the awesome introduction. It's been I guess, interesting day. We did have our last round of testing for algebra here at school. So that was testing. Texas testing is over, man. We're done. You know, thank you. Pat on the back, you know, wash your hands. We're done. We have 4 weeks, 5 weeks left of school, but who's counting? And summer vacation is upon us, man. That's all that means. But, you know, aside from that, how are you doing, man? You doing all right?
Good, good. Been a good day. I had a friend come back into town that was out working, David. So we got to hang out for a little bit today. And then, you know, just chilling out today. I got to do a couple things that I need to take care of today, but otherwise just kind of a standard day, just chilled, ready to do this podcast. I was excited for it because there's some cool things that happened this week, and I even came up with like I said in the intro, if we have time, there's a little mini discussion that I kind of saw going up on Twitter the other day. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna throw this in here because I know Marcus and I most likely have different, very different opinions on this.
Huh. Now I'm curious.
Yeah. Nah, maybe we'll do it some other time.
Nah.
But yeah, doing good. So just chilling and excited to get some of these things out there.
Yeah, man. Well, take us away. Well, first, have you seen anything? You know, have you watched anything, played anything?
Well, let's start there. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. I did finish Shogun, and oh, it dude, so good. So good. I think there's been a lot of feelings that I've seen that are mixed about the show, because, you know, you think of something within that setting, you think of samurai and fights and people with their swords and stuff like that, which it has. But it's not all about that. There's a lot of like the politicking and the, you know, the discussions between people. The storylines are there, all interconnected. But, you know, the story and the character arcs and the character, you know, the acting is just so top notch. It's one of those finales that kind of leaves you wanting more. But it's kind of a perfect ending. Because it does everything. Like it makes you want more, but then it also throws things back to like the beginning, and everything that you learn and that they touch on across the series like comes back in some way. So it really is just a perfect ending as of now. I know that there's absolutely no plans to make anything else. Of course, people want more, so, you know, people are going to go crazy for it. Hopefully, FX, I think it's FX and Hulu, right? Don't decide to, you know, not honor that and put something else out. But, it really is top-notch. If not for Frieren, I think this would be my favorite show, like, of the year.
Really?
But Frieren has to be the one thing that has beaten it out.
Yeah. I mean, if they, and again, now that it's all out, I had wanted to see it. So I still remember the trailer came out for the Super Bowl, And I was like, well, no, I'm going to wait for all the episodes and I could binge watch it, especially, you know, summer's right around the corner. I won't wait till the summer, obviously, but usually when it comes to short pieces of work like that, it's easier just to kind of binge watch them and kind of just go through them. Now, in terms of, I guess, you know, the Shogun era and all that cool stuff, like Rico had mentioned, as far as like wars and stuff, they said there couldn't be a season two. And if I remember correctly, because that period, that particular story that they're telling through an historical text, because I think it's loosely based off some sort of historical context, right? That's the way it wraps up.
There's a book. I think it's a book, right?
Oh, it's a book. Yeah, that's the way it wraps up. So I'm not sure if you would get a season two, but I wouldn't put it past them just because of the success of something like this to do more of an anthology dealing in that time period, right? Whether it's the Magi period, Shogun period, hell, you can even go all the way back. One of my favorite stories, and we've seen it. I know Netflix has even done live action adaptations and stuff like that. But the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, especially if they're told through that particular type of storytelling through FX, would be amazing. For those of you who don't know the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, it is basically, if you play Dynasty Warriors, you know the story. If you've seen Dynasty Warriors Netflix show, then you know it. If you play the different games, Dynasty Warriors or Romance of the Three Kingdoms, or what's the other one? It's a crossover of the two. Totally forgot. Samurai Warriors, also loosely based off something like that. So those stories, you can actually kind of go and tell those stories through that medium. And I think that would be fantastic. You know, you can, if you wanted to kind of roll with basically, you know, seasons, you have the Yellow Turban Rebellion. You can run with that for a few episodes. Then you go into the Han Dynasty, which the bulk of the story takes place. You have all types of different characters, important characters such as Cao Cao, Sun Jian, and Shuge Liang, and man, the main one, and it's not coming to me. He's from the Shu, but Guan Yu, Shang Fei, Shang, totally, anyways, totally lost on me right now. But you can tell those stories because even after that, you have the Jin Dynasty, and you can kind of go, and again, it's all political warfare. And Rico had mentioned, as far as Shogun is concerned, yes, there are battles and stuff like that. Shuge Liang is actually one of the ones who has one of the most famous battles because everybody knew what a strategist that he was, that you never know what he was cooking up. So people were already scared of him before he even had a chance to do anything. So if you like political warfare, I think that would be a route that they go through. Hell, you can even go into the Magi era and go to, you know, Japan and talk about the time period in there. They can do all kinds of stuff, especially with an anthology. So I'm really glad you liked it. I'm really glad it's up there with you. Maybe your favorite live action of the year?
Yeah. I feel it's easy to say that as of right now. Yeah. I mean, so we're 4 months into the year, but I mean, it's at the top of the list for sure.
Yeah.
And because I like a lot of the story, and you know, I remember a lot of things, and I really pay attention, and when stuff comes back around, I'm like, boom, I know exactly what they're talking about. I know what's going to happen. I know what's going on here. But it was solid. The actors, the main actress did a phenomenal job. They did leave. There was one little aspect of the last episode, which I won't say, but it does leave something open to, like, continuing the story, but not like this story, but rather the story of a character, like, after all this happens.
Yeah.
So that I could see them, like, tagging onto and saying, you know what, we're gonna write this popularity. And if they do that, then they'll really only need to get that one actor back, so that he can, you know, reprise that role, and they'll just go from there and tell a completely different story, because he was one of the very, very good characters in the show. But it was top notch, and it's all out now. So,
man, that's awesome. I'm excited you liked it. I'm gonna go and pick it up. And if anybody has an itch and they want to see more stuff like that, there's an anime out that's kind of similar in Chinese context, right? If you haven't seen Kingdom, check it out. But anyways.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to talk about, which I have not seen yet, but it's probably one of the next things I'm going to see, is Fallout, which also, I think, already got renewed for a second season. Supposed to be very good. like something kind of like with something you mentioned earlier. It is not, I think, it's not, it's a lot of people have said that a very big positive thing about Fallout is not that it's trying to tell a story that we already know from within the games, but is kind of a side story. It's in the universe, but it's something of itself. So it's original. It's supposed to be mostly original, but or at least from what I've read, it's supposed to be different, but within a universe that we know. So we're going to see things that are familiar. If you know anything about the Fallout series, if you know some characters of the Fallout series and stuff like that. So they're supposed to be that familiarity, but it's not like held to this crazy standard because like, oh, like I'm a purist about Fallout. So if this and this is not exactly the way I remember it, you know, then I don't like it. Or yeah. For the other crowd that is like, well, why is it exactly the same as the game? Like if it's exactly the same as the game, like I might as well just watch the game. Why do I want to watch the exact same crap? So I think that is probably going to be a good way to go forward with a lot of the things that we see. You know, give us something that we like, but not a story that we already know, if that makes sense. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That could provide a very good route for them to start to go with some of these properties that they want to, you know, develop into shows and stuff like that. I think it would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew's already seen it. Andrew loved it. And again, you know, Andrew's no, what is it? He's very good, I guess, when it comes to gauging media and stuff like that. He's just not as vocal about it, I guess. But Andrew loved it. So obviously, if Andrew gives it a thumbs up, you know it's good. Andrew has a very distinct way of applauding stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah, not, yeah, he doesn't get high from it. Andrew will say something like, you know, this year, man, this year alone, in this month, probably the greatest thing I've seen in the last 2 weeks. Obviously, I'm doing super exaggerative, but that's he has a tendency to hype it up in his Andrew way. Very, very serious, very serious tone. That's my Andrew attempt. I hope he listens.
No, I speak a little bit of Andrew too, so I yeah, shout out to Andrew. But that's going to be another one. And again, I just said, before, it's renewed already for a second season. So, you know, good for them for making a good video game adaptation. And this is on Amazon, right? So that's a big one for Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. So two other things I wanted to get into are sports things. One of them, we talked about it before, and we had a discussion about it even off the podcast, about Caitlin Clark and about, you know, some of the money that supposedly was going to be coming her way once she, like, you know, she made that jump over to the WNBA. And sure enough, the big star herself is, I don't know if it's signed already, I think it might be, but an 8-year deal with Nike for her own signature shoe that's going to be $28 million over the next 8 years. And I mean, deserved, right?
Yeah,
big time.
That's awesome, man. It really is, especially for, you know, female young basketball players and high school, middle school men. That's what's up.
Yeah, so really happy for her. It was a treat to watch her play, and I mean, it's just gonna build that much more hype for her in the WNBA. Not just for her, but for all the players, right? They go out there and bust their asses. So, congrats, and we'll be watching. We'll be watching. The other thing that I don't know if it was official this morning or last night, but Reggie Bush got his Heisman, trophy or whatever, re-recognized again. I know they had
reinstated.
Reinstated. That's their word. It wouldn't come to me. But it got reinstated because, you know, during his time, there was always this talk. And it's not just him. Let's be honest. There's a lot of people that they talk about with back in the day of people got certain favors or merch or housing, jobs, a lot of different things where in the NCAA people would find a way to recruit players to their program by kind of back channeling and giving them money without actually giving them money, you know,
instead they would incentivize.
Yes, exactly. So because there was an investigation around him, they rescinded his Heisman and they were not going to, you know, honor that. I guess honor is a weird word, but just, you know, they weren't going to acknowledge it or whatever. He was kind of scratched off the list. But now that the rules have changed with athletes being able to earn money for themselves and make money off their likeness, because, you know, they do make a lot of money for the university and the sports program and all that in general. Now it's kind of like, you know what? Let's scratch this off his record. He won the Heisman. The rules have changed. You know, he deserved it. Let's just give it back to him. So there's a lot of mixed feelings about this. From what I've seen, what do you think of this? Where do you stand with this?
Hey man, he won it on the field. Obviously he was voted. He by all means, it's his, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, he just happened to be the big star at the time who was investigated. Had it been anybody else or whatever, it wouldn't have happened. But because Reggie Bush was the big star, the big, you know, name at the time, they were making an example out of him. And then you look at it in today's, now it's like, hey, it's been a long time, and the NCAA has raked in a lot of money, a lot more money. Some players make more money than they'll ever make in the NBA or NFL. You know what I mean?
My liner.
even some right now, like whether it's basketball in NCAA or baseball or football, what's that? Was it that quarterback from, I think, Georgia, who was there for like 8 years or something like that? Like, these guys are getting paid NCAA money. And you know what? That's going to be the peak of their careers. And Reggie Bush got some slack because he broke the rules at the time. Amen. I think it's unfair, you know, that they had done it to him in the first place, I guess. But it's his, man. He earned it on the field. The NCAA was all pissed off because, oh, he's making money and we didn't. The NCAA is a $1 billion corporation. Get out of here, man. I'm not going to feel sorry for no, you know, and all the people who are upset, get out, get over it, man. You're not on the football field.
Yeah. In terms of my stance is kind of a complicated one, because I agree he deserved it. I was actually a really big fan of Reggie Bush too. So, in terms of ability, in terms of earning it on the field, like, it was his. Like, he was the Heisman. He earned it. To me, the weird thing is, you know, kind of having this rule change, which there's always been a lot of discussion about this rule in general for a very long time, because, you know, in the last, you know, just in our time alone, we've had athletes that have been big time for NCAA sports, you know, whether it's Zion Williamson, whether it was Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, you know, can you imagine Vince Young being able to make money off his name? Yeah. Johnny Football, Tim Tebow, some of the guys that played basketball for Florida back when, you know, their program was big. So there's always been discussions about it. Where it's kind of weird for me is, and it's not just as it pertains to football and this, but this whole idea of, like, okay, the rules are going to change, so now, even though you broke a rule we had back then, like, we're going to ignore it. And I don't, to me, it doesn't matter in this case, because I think he deserves it. But I think, like, on a grander scale of, like, with laws and stuff like that, like, with the whole, you know, okay, well, marijuana's legal now, so, but we're still going to keep all these people in jail, even though, like, yeah, in our state it's legal. To me, like, for some reason, I think of things like that, where it's like, okay, well, we changed the rules, so now we're going to go back and, like, erase these things. I'm like, well, why don't they do it? Why don't we do that other places? Which, that's, you know, to the lawmakers and to the NCAA, that's just, you know, and there's big differences between the two. But to me, it opens up something for, like, a broader discussion, for something that kind of is relatable, but not exactly, because there's two very different governing bodies between, like, those two things, the law of the land and, you know, what NCAA does. But in terms of just this, I'm happy for him, and I'm glad, and I think it's deserved. I'm not sure who else. I know there's been other players, I think, that have gone I don't know if they're were out of the running, but I know some other people have been penalized too in different ways, not just the Heisman, but in different ways for getting some kind of compensation and stuff like that. I know Darren was telling me earlier about the guy, one of the guys from Ohio that, you know, he traded a jersey for like a tattoo or something like that. So I don't remember what exactly happened with him, but I don't know. It's a lot of weird and funky things that come off of this. So I'm not so unhappy with this, but like I said, with other things and like rule changes and how that, you know, there's people that probably got kicked out that, you know, they're never going to get that time back. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm also shocked that they never penalized Johnny Football.
I mean,
which I mean, I was a big Manziel fan, obviously. So, but, I don't know. I'm happy for the guy, but I think I'm for it. I'm like, yeah, the rules have changed. So now let's start to forgive people, but I'm more pushing for it in other ways, like I talked about earlier. So I think the rules should apply for bigger things, in my opinion. I don't know if I was clear or not.
No, I get you.
But as far as the Reggie Bush Heisman being reinstated, big thumbs up. And I think they should consider things like this on a grander scale when it comes to like the law and stuff like that. It's just my stance.
Dang. The law of the land. I remember that we were getting political.
It's not political. Which I try not to. I really try not to, because, you know, like nowadays it's kind of weird with politics, you know, like. It's become a big decisive thing between people. You know, before you used to be able to have different stances about things, and you know, it was cool because like you and I would disagree on something, and like, you know, at the end of the day, we're still friends because who cares
if Rico's wrong?
Yeah, who cares about us having different ideologies or whatever? But nowadays, man, people take it way too serious.
Yeah, and honestly, it's you know, you had mentioned laws of the land, right? But in our case, you know, it's a real thing. Times change, and are we going to roll with the times and, you know, be better, or are we going to roll with the times and accommodate and I want to say assimilate, right, with the times, or are we going to be stuck in, you know, in a time where it's just not the same thing? Because you use marijuana as an example. Back in the 70s, that was the big. You know, quote unquote drug for the US, but now you're dealing with stuff like laced fentanyl, where a smidge of it can kill an individual, and it's laced in just about every type of already big time narcotic. You know, cocaine used to be the big thing with Pablo Escobar back in the day, all that stuff. But now it's fentanyl laced in these things. Now it's, you know, what is it? Xanaxes and just barring yourself out and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's scary. It's
synthetic drugs. You know what I mean? Like, that's what's crazy. So I guess, right, there's bigger fish to fry. I guess you can kind of say it, but it is a different time period and stuff like that. And am I saying, oh, should the guys who, you know, were crossing thousands and thousands of just, you know, marijuana back in the 80s and 70s, or, you know, even in the 90s, you know, should they be, well, obviously, you know, it's anything like that, as long as it's legal, I think would pertain to some sort of discussion. But anyways, that's discussion for another time.
And let me be clear, like, neither Marcus or I are users of marijuana, but what like when I talked about that, I meant more of like, back in the day, they put marijuana as like the same level and grade of drug as what crack and cocaine was. And let's be honest, like they're not at all in the same category. Yes, they classified it like as an entry level drug that makes you go on to more and more and more, but it's not the same. They're not the same in terms of like danger and stuff like that. So for me, like the rescinding of some of those sentences and really harsh punishments is not the traffickers. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about a guy that gets busted with a joint or something for like consumption, personal use, and then they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna give this guy everything. We're gonna like come down on this guy hard and make an example out of this guy and whatever. Just like they did with Reggie Bush in another way. But you know, times have changed. hopefully opinions have changed, not all, but some, enough to where we're like, okay, you know what? Like Marcus said, we're changing with the times. Let's roll with the times and adapt.
Yeah.
So, so yeah, me and Marcus just want to smoke weed, okay? No, but it was a joke. Marcus is it's a big joke. Marcus is a teacher. I can't put his job in jeopardy. but yeah, I mean, congrats to Reggie Bush for winning the Heisman again. The two-time.
The two-time. We go to Daniel.
I have two more things here. I have the TikTok ban officially is going to be signed. I think it went through both branches of the House. It's going to be signed. Joe Biden, I think, intends to sign it already. So I think
he signed it already today.
He signed it today? Okay.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that, but I saw that it was pretty much a done deal already.
What do you say? He's giving them 9 months to mm-hmm. sell the platform or face a ban, lifetime ban, right?
Yeah. So it's either a ban or they're gonna sell it. Is the stance that this bill is bringing into law or whatever. So
yeah,
I'm not sure how big into TikTok you are. I know it's kind of I don't know. There's a lot of mixed feelings about TikTok. Some people say that it's amazing, that it's like the best form of entertainment. Other people say like it's completely brain rotting the youth and stuff like that. So some people think it's the worst. Other people like can't get off of it. I have not used TikTok very, very much. I still don't use it very, very much. But I do every now and then get on it. And I'm not going to lie. It entertains the hell out of me. But I'm not a person that's on it too often. It'll just happen every now and then. Maybe I'll look at it maybe like once a day or once every 2 or 3 days. And I'll, go down a little rabbit hole of looking at stuff. Jokes, Overwatch stuff, music things. I watch a lot of Latino things because, they always make fun of Latinos. And the thing that makes it so funny is that most of them are pretty true. So, yeah. How big are you into TikTok? Do you think this thing... Do you think we're leaning towards a ban, a sale? Do you think they'll be able to stand their ground and keep it? And somehow, this whole thing won't come down on them. I know the creator or the owner or whoever he is, like, says he's very confident that they have a legal way like around this. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. When the government kind of deciding to crack down on something, which is a funny thing that of all things that the government is prioritizing, it's we got to get TikTok out of here.
Yeah, and what's crazy is, and I have a lot of friends who actually use TikTok, but they use TikTok more in the form of information. And people get their information, whether it's world information, they get their news through different platforms, whether, Twitter for us or X now seem to be a big one, where Facebook, everything kind of gets colluded, convoluted in there and stuff like that. But Twitter now is just full of ads and stuff like that. And you can still get some real news, but people look to TikTok as a form of news. And when something, I guess those too good to be true. There's people on TikTok right away who will go and dissect and let, people know, young people know, especially exactly what type of thing it is. And I'm looking at it more from a regulation standpoint. It's almost as if the government's like, no, this is, because think about it. I love a good conspiracy, right? Whether it is or not, or it could be true. The main source of information for young people right now is TikTok. And we're talking by the millions. You know what I'm saying? Young voters.
Probably more than that.
and you're talking about young voters. So the fact that, something like TikTok is not regulated in any capacity by somebody affiliated with, I guess, the government, because we know Elon Musk and we know Zuckerberg and stuff like that, but they had to run in with the government. And even then, Facebook had already admitted years ago to selling information, all that kind of stuff, user information, whether Elon Musk has or has not, we don't know, but you get what I'm trying to say, right? It's just TikTok is one of those things where,
because
what
if the government... China thing, because it's China.
So it's kind of like, what is there a motive behind it? Or it's not as simple as, oh, it's going to be, it's rotting the brains of the youth of the next generation. And they're going to be glued to this thing. No, man, it's there's all kinds of
that's been a thing for a long time. First it was movies, and it was video games, and it was violent video games, and it's social media.
You see,
they say that about a lot of things.
Yeah. But they're taking the time to do something like that on TikTok. Like they passed it and the president signed it. So it's like, yeah. are they trying to, I guess, regulate it? Are they trying to stop, you know, flooding information from reaching, you know, young people whose only source of information is probably, you know, a TikTok. And people say, you know, the generation, the attention span or something like that, you know, it's real weird. Kind of the way it's just unfolding. Right.
Honestly, like when you said that the young generation probably gets a lot of their news and learns a lot of shit from TikTok, dude, that's scary, bro.
I understand.
Like, yes, it is a good medium, but still, I'm like, dude, that's like not scary. Scary is not the right word. That's crazy. Like, but. I guess when I really think about it, for a time that was us with Twitter, with Reddit, with Facebook. So this is just the new age.
That's what it is. You know, I see my students on these things and they're going through these reels, whether it's Instagram or something, and they're going through these things, you know, through these TikToks. And a lot of times, you know, it's not just, hey, sir, look at this, or is this true? Or, hey, look at this. What do you think about this? And then, you know, maybe, okay, it's 85%. It's some funny, dumb video, whatever. But but the other 50%, it's like, hey, you know, like they will stop and kind of look at something about taxes or what the hell's going on in the world. One of them said, sir, I don't know anything about credit cards. And it was like, well, you know, you start talking about credit cards, and next thing you know, he comes the next day and he has a little bit of information. He figured out what interest rates were. You're already ahead of the game, baby.
He's ahead of the game big time.
Yeah, dude.
At that age, bro.
Yeah. I teach French, by the way. So I started laughing. And I even had other kids who are already with their businesses and one of them wants to cut hair and stuff like that. And he says, no, well, I go to TikTok and I see what people do and I kind of go through videos. And he gets a lot of inspiration and a lot of tips and stuff like that from that source of information. And again, I don't know, again, if it's the older generation, the attention span, but we had those things. Yeah, you know, we went out and still did things, but through the technological age that we saw, we were part of that transition. We saw it happen. It's just the way the world's going to keep turning, man. And again, are we going to assimilate? Are we going to adapt? Or are we just going to, you know, ban it? So that's kind of strange, you know. And I think Elon Musk over on Twitter or X is like, freedom of speech here, freedom of speech. You'll always get, you know, freedom of speech. But that the problem with Twitter and X/X is the ads are just terrible, horrible. Like there's no, the comments and especially what's happening in the world and stuff like that, you know, and Reddit does a good job of actually, you know, bringing out information, world information, as far as what's going on over on the other side of the world. You know, we live in the U.S., you know, and for example, even over there, like in Gaza and Palestine, and even with the Israel bombed, somebody bombed somebody. Is it Israel or Iran?
Somebody threw rockets. I think Iran got bombed.
Iran. So, and again,
by Israel. Because there was word of like an attack the other way around.
Yeah,
said Iran was going to go after Israel, so Israel said nah.
And again, where do we get that information from? Not only that, you know, we actually see videos of actual people over there and how it looks like from civilians, from just regular people, just like us, you know, and they're recording whatever, and some might be faking it and stuff like that, but. Hey, some of those videos are crazy, and you know what I mean? Like, damn, it kind of really puts it to perspective. And CBS, NBC, all those, they're not going to show that. The news here is not going to show that stuff. We get that type of information, and we see those videos to get a real life perspective from social media. So it just blows my mind that this is something that our government, our U.S. federal government has taken the time to do. Blows my mind.
Yeah, I guess. It's kind of one of those things, like any other social media or outlet or something like that, whether it's, you know, Reddit, Twitter, anywhere where you can consume stuff, video games, forums, whatever. where it's really just about how you use it, right? Because while maybe you're right that, you know, 85% of the stuff on there is probably just some form of entertainment, funny videos, you know, the brain rot that some people will say it is, because of its short form content. You know, that the brain rot crowd always says, oh, it's because this is just worth making our kids' attention span worse. And, you know, they can't sit down and do anything. They'd rather just watch a 6-second video or whatever. But forget that. There's a whole nother part of TikTok where you can learn, because actually some of the other things that I watch that I get into and go down rabbit holes often is about cleaning. There's this guy that cleans yards, and he teaches like about all the different tools that he uses to clean yards do. And then he goes and he cuts people's yards. Then there's this one guy that popular TikToker that goes and offers free haircuts to kids and talks to them about their future and what they want to be when they grow up and stuff like that. That's more of the stuff. Yes, I do like the laughs and all that stuff, but I watch that. I watch a lot of cooking stuff. Dude, I watch a lot of like
stuff.
I watch a lot of like positivity. There's one that I absolutely love their page. All they do is they go around and give random post-its to people with just positive messages. And you know, some people are like, some people you can tell how like just that nice little post-it really affects them. Sometimes they start to cry. Other times you just see like that it hits them that like, you know what, that's what I needed. I needed a pick me up today. So I love to watch a lot of that stuff. I watch a lot of nature stuff on there too. So I guess it's another one of those things where it's just about how you use it. So yeah, like you say, it is funny that like this was that much of a priority to where we're going to get it passed and get this thing either banned or it's going to fall under the umbrella of some company in the US somehow so that we can have some sort of regulation, whether or not it's for different reasons or whether they're actually worried about something with the Chinese. So I don't know. Again, we're getting political on another thing, but I mean, it's a fun form of entertainment.
Hey, dude, cooking channels, man. I love cooking channels. Hell yeah, I love healthy cooking channels.
You learn a little thing here or there, right?
I get to try. I'm a big baker, and I like to fancy myself a decent house cook, right? A good house cook for the most part. Obviously not these guys, man, but you know, it's always funny because a lot of stuff like I do or whatever, I see them doing it, so I'm doing it right. But then I'm like, okay, but I was like, but I can try that, or I can try these ingredients, I can try this. Like a while back, I was super into cooking with oranges and citrus, but oranges in particular. It got to the point, and it was basically through orange pepper. So it got to the point where I started trying to make my own orange pepper type stuff, and you know, cooking with orange juice and orange citrus and orange zest, all kinds of crazy stuff, right? And orange peel. So now I go buy orange peel and stuff like that, and now I have orange peel spice in my cabinet, and I actually make my own spices. And again, this is all because people on, you know, Joshua Wiseman is actually one of my favorite ones. And he's a chef, but he's I think he's our age. He's maybe younger. And he makes all kinds of stuff. He tells you how to make it. And he tells you substitutes, all kinds of cool stuff. And then you get other guys who are like, oh, the healthy way and I don't know what. So I'm a big fan of the cookie ones. I have so many of those saved. It's not even funny.
Yeah. And then every time I see a Frank Sinatra Overwatch clip, I have to send it to you. Those are the best. And honestly, you know what? I'm on the brain rot train now because that just reminded me of that one Mercy video. You know the one I'm talking about that I sent you about that Mercy main and how Mercy mains be. You know the one?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, lucky for you, because I'm gonna have to look it up and send it to you again.
Do it. After we're done, you can send it to me again.
Okay. Okay, so TikTok, you know, I guess the countdown is on. The government has quote unquote, like, has sort of flipped the, what do you call those things that we see in movies where like the it's the two little spears and the sand is going from the top to the bottom?
The hourglass?
There we go, an hourglass. They've kind of flipped the hourglass in 9 months, I guess, to figure it out.
I'm pretty convinced that, you know, the people who listen to us regularly are probably like, hey, where's the geek shit? You know, where's the nerd stuff? They're probably over here like, we got Caitlin Clark, basketball, marijuana, politics, TikTok. I guess it's a little unconventional for stuff we usually talk about, but it is stuff that's kind of going on. It's relevant stuff, I guess, that's kind of going on in the world. So it's pretty funny. Reggie Bush's Heisman. That was because we do cover a little bit of sports, and at least for our favorite things, man. But it's a little unconventional right now as far as, you know.
Yeah. I got one that's a little bit more of the norm, okay? But just one.
Just one.
Yeah, which is there is now an NES emulator on iOS, which is the app store for iPhone, iPad, and all the Apple stuff. So everyone's been going crazy about it because you're able to play all these games going back to from Nintendo all the way to the DS series of games. So anything here and in between, you can now download ROMs and play them on this emulator. So people have been enjoying, I myself have also been enjoying like being able to play Pokemon on my phone, on my iPad. I've been looking for other games that I can try out and stuff like that. And it's one of those things where it's happened before, but, you know, especially with Nintendo, you don't know how long some of these things are going to last. So I don't know if there is something different about this one and why they're able to do it or how long it'll last before, you know, the swift arm of Nintendo comes in and says, no, you can't do this. But yeah, it's been exciting. People have been talking about it all over Twitter and social medias and stuff. Have you? I know I told you and Andrew about it, and I think both of you downloaded it. I don't know if y'all have played anything yet, but, you know, have you?
I've played Mystical Ninja and a little bit of Rampage, but I haven't been connecting it because I know Bluetooth, any type of Bluetooth remote will work, and I haven't connected it. But, you know, I've played a couple of things here and there.
Okay. So yeah, do you see something like this lasting, or do you think it's just a matter of time?
Like lasting in terms of people still playing it, or lasting in terms of like it's going to be shut off the
do you think Nintendo's coming for it?
I think they are, man. So download it while you can, and because we know emulators and ROMs, they're here. They've been around for years. I'm talking years, and there's easy places to find these ROMs and stuff like that and play them. But as far as one on your iPhone, I think, and that was the big deal, right? Actually playing something, you know, straight from your iPhone, which is huge. That connects to just about any remote you can, or you can even buy, what's it called? The one Andrew had, the Backbone or something like that.
Remote, the Backbone.
You can use that connected to your phone, and there you go. You have a portable emulator to play anything from the Super Nintendo, N64. And what is it? DS, Game Boy Advance. You know what I mean? It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And it just further proves, especially like for me and the Pokemon community, Nintendo, give us the remakes on the Switch. Like we've been begging for it for so long and we want it. So, you know, why haven't you moved on this already? Whether it's Nintendo or whether it's the Pokemon company, you know, come on, move it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We wouldn't be looking and so excited for these emulators if we already had it on our Switch. Yeah. So, you know, and, you know, to be frank, there's a lot of other games, too, that people would be excited. I know one of the ones that I had not even thought of, and you're the one that brought it up to me, was Pokemon Conquest.
Yeah.
You know, I've never played that, and I've always wanted to, so this would be a perfect way for me to play it. I did send you the Mercy clip, by the way, if you want to check it out. Yes, I sent it through. It should be on your text. I want to see your live reaction, because you're going to be like, oh, my God, when you remember. That is brain rot.
Is this the one with
that is brain rot.
With what is it, the Toxic Mercy?
No.
Okay, I remember that one.
this is where they're making fun of Mercy mains and saying like this is how Mercies are.
Yeah, I do remember this.
Yeah.
I would differ. Yeah. Oh yeah, this is I remember this one. Oh, this is a super cringy one.
Yeah, just, brain rot.
Oh, dude, that's bad.
They need a ban TikTok.
I jump super high, Wes. Ooh, woo.
And she's over here.
I'm in the top 500. She's like hyping herself up, but then you look at the stats and you're like, huh? And she's terrible.
I know.
I always make sure I'm there. She's just standing there. No, that's bad. That's bad.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to get into? That you wanted to throw up in there? If we're at the 45 minute mark, so if we have another couple things to get into, we'll save the mini discussion for another time, or we could just do that.
I mean, we can go into it. I'm always down for a mini discussion. I mean, the only I don't really have much. Am I playing anything? Not really. I mean, there's stuff coming out. Sandland is coming out, and that's actually, like, I'm going to buy it on Friday, and I'm going to buy Shutter Blade on Friday, and got me thinking, super random, before we get into the discussion. People were, you know what people were comparing Shutter Blade to?
What?
Lies of P.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, and I guess it's, people said, in terms of combat, it was maybe one or two opinions. In terms of combat, that Stellar Blade is up there or even better than Lies of P. Story-wise, supposed to be lackluster, that kind of shit. I know IGN, you know, with their abysmal 7 rating, is supposed to be good, and they say lackluster story, blank character, I don't know what. They're sticking to their guns as far as, you know, this hot Stellar Blade video game character is on there. They're sticking to their guns. And you know what? Kudos to them for not folding to the internet. But, yeah, as far as that's what piqued my interest. I go to Lies of P. I played that game. I played that game. I got all the endings. I think I got all the achievements. I loved that game, and I don't know what it was. Enrico beat it before me, but I got in. I just played and played, and I redid everything 3-4 times straight, and I didn't even care. And when I heard that this was similar to Lies of P, I said, you know what I thought when I heard that? Not even joking with you. I said, I'm going to go play Lies of P again. dude.
It was a damn good game. And I'm excited that they're going to do a DLC and then they're going to make another
game. Yeah, dude. So, Stellar Blade being compared to Lies of P, which was already like, it was an amazing game. I really hope there's a DLC part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But if Stellar Blade is being compared at least to combat or something like that, I'm all for it. So,
yeah, big plus.
Big plus. So, Shutter Blade and Sandland, I am buying those two games for PS5 for sure. I did pre-order, actually, Metaphor ReFantazio. I don't even know how. How do you say it? Metaphor?
Beats me.
Metaphor ReFantazio. I said it right the first time. There's a collector's edition that was announced because the Metaphor game did have like a small little video exclusive showcase about 2 days ago. It was about 30 minutes. That kind of, it was gameplay, and it kind of showed off some stuff, and that the director was just giving feedback and showing the game off. And shoot, I don't know about you, it's a day one buy for me. It's Persona mixed with like open world. I don't even know what it is, but I'm pumped. And people were complaining because apparently there's not going to be any like romance options or whatever, but I think the game looks fantastic. So I pre-ordered the collector's edition. Of course, there's the waifu mommy Shiriko, and it's tens all around already, baby. What else can I say? But if the game piqued your interest, go and check it out. It is an Alex exclusive. They promote all kinds of stuff. The menus look nice, popping. The maps look good. The environments look great. The combat looks like a lot of fun, you know. So, and if you're a fan of Persona, like, it's more of that, but really fantasy, fantastical type stuff. So I'm excited. Excited. But yeah, now we can get to our discussion, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of thinking if we should do it or not, because I don't think it'll be that long, but I always say that because I already know your side and I know my side, and I know they're going to be different. Well, so
let's hear it.
Okay.
Well, now I want to know what it is. I'm curious.
Yeah, I'm never going to tell you. Forget about it. Let's talk about something else. So our little discussion is, which I saw it going on Twitter, because there was two very, 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 very good shows that dropped recently that we talked about in Shogun and Fallout, which had two very different release schedules. So that started again the discussion of, which I think we might have even said this already on podcast, but I don't know if we've gone into the why. But do you prefer weekly episodes, or do you prefer everything all at once? Binge drop, like, you know, that Netflix thing of just give me all 10 episodes or all whatever many episodes all at the same time. And why? Not just which, but why?
I do think we've talked about this, right, before.
We have talked about it, but we have never gotten into like the it. Like, why is it better? Why is my way the right way? Which obviously is mine, you know.
Ha ha ha. Well, and you're not the only one. I know. Cornelio actually likes watching them weekly because, and he's. And for your point too, right? There's a suspense. There's a theorizing. There's
hey, the fun hey, give your points. I'm mine.
Oh, well, well. You see, I
don't whenever, hate mile me.
Whenever I tell my students, right, I say I tell them to bash the other side first to make their get their points across, right? Whenever my argumentatives, no, but I like to binge watch. I'm a binge watcher, and this includes anime, new anime. New shows, new releases, you know, I like to binge watch things. Now, granted, that when the anime are coming out weekly and stuff like that, I will keep up with it if it's one that I'll keep up with it regardless. But I always try my best to just binge watch everything. And I don't know if it's because me personally, I have some sort of like I don't want to say a small attention span. I just have a very short time frame TikTok. Where I'm trying to, huh?
TikTok.
No. I just have a very short time frame where I'm trying to ingest as much, I guess, different stories in general. I love stories. I love stories in all forms or whatever. But I like to be fully invested rather than being invested in, I guess, separate things weekly. I like to be invested as a whole, you know, through on my time rather than on somebody else's schedule or a different schedule. I know people like the suspense and stuff like that, but I don't. And I guess that does kind of play into, you know, if there's ever spoilers floating around, I'm going to go find them. You know what I mean? Unless I have the willpower to get away, but I just have to know. It's a need. It's a necessity to just want to know what happens next. But again, it's because that is my investment into the media that I'm consuming, right? So in terms of like when Netflix drops all their shows, when Wednesday came out, for example, I sat there and I saw all the episodes of Wednesday in one sitting, and I was invested through from beginning all the way to the end. When the One Piece live action show came out, I saw the first four or five episodes in one day, and I saw the rest in the other day. I was invested. You know what I mean? When Game of Thrones, I saw the first season when it first started showing, when it first came out. And that's when I said, oh, it's going to be years long. And I said, no, I'm not, you know, people wait, you know, a year, 2 years for this next season to have 8 weekends and then do it again. No, I got to know what happened. So I wait. And then I binged watch all of Game of Thrones. I watched 7 seasons in 7 days. I'm not exaggerating. I was watching a season a day. And on top of that, and this, I don't know if this kind of plays into the whole like manga thing, right? But whenever I'm watching an anime and I finish the season, the anime has always been meant to get you to get the manga. You know what I mean? And hook, line, and sinker. I gotta know what happens next. I love anime with the music, the animation. To me, it's always going to do better. I know people, manga readers prefer manga because that's the true source. That's the source material. Certain panels are drawn certain ways, and I get it. But whenever you couple that, when you couple music with just their animation and just the investment and the emotional tie-ins that play through anime, you know, one medium is favored over the other. But I need to know what happens next. Like, again, once I've caught up on a season, I will go read the manga and I'll catch up to the manga. And then I will have to wait weekly to read those mangas. Yeah, that's where... If I catch up to the source material and I have to wait, I have no choice, you know. So, but that's where I go and I start looking into other, you know, stories and stuff like that. But then in my case, that's where the theorizing for me comes to play. I guess I do have fun with that in terms of the manga more so than with anime, because I can always read. I can always go further ahead into the story to find out just what happens. And again, I'm a binge watcher because my emotional investment into a particular medium is not going to hold like some people. And I know it's not. Another example can be like Shield Hero. I loved the first season. I couldn't wait for season 2 and 3 to come out. Season 2 and 3 came out. I was going to watch it regardless, but I haven't gotten into it because I was already invested into something else. You know what I mean? In terms of like the manga I read, I catch up, I read the manga and I go through it. Hell, it happened with Ace of the Diamond when I was watching the anime. Caught up through all the seasons, I started reading the manga. Manga was almost done. Hell yeah, finished it. Bang, happened with Demon Slayer. So binge watched the first season, read the manga, finished. Bang, Promised Neverland, same thing. And it kind of just keeps going and going. Because if I stop at the season, at the end of the first season, and second season comes out, I'm already invested in something else. And in order for me to go back, I don't know if I'd have to like rewatch the first season. I might have forgotten something. Because remember, these turnarounds, anime is a little spoiled because our turnarounds are usually less than a year, which is not too crazy, not too much at all. And the investment in an episode is 20 minutes. But you're talking like TV shows, you know, like Stranger Things? Shoot. Like, and again, I was invested already from season one and two, so and it's going to be over. I get it. But that's where it gets tough in kind of those type of instances. You know what I mean? You know, Shogun's already, all 8 episodes are already out, you know, so yeah, I get to go and watch them. I don't have to wait 8 weeks or a week to watch them and, you know, be dying to know what happens. I could just watch the next one. And I get it. People like the theorizing and all kinds of stuff. I just got to know what happens next. Me having to know will trump any theory, regardless, I don't care if I'm right or wrong, I have to know what happens. And I think that kind of supersedes anything when it comes to just media in general. So yeah, I'm a binge watcher. And again, for the sole fact that I just have to know, there's other stories I want to get into. If I catch up, I will catch up all the way to the end of the source material. I'll move on because I like to be fully invested in one thing at a time, rather than watching separate things. You know what I'm saying? And that's even true for anime, especially when there's like 5 or 6 that I'm watching at the same time. I will be fully invested in whichever one it has more episodes before I go back and catch up on the other ones. Like, that's like One Piece, you know. There's a reason I'm doing it my way in terms of just not watching any other thing and just watching One Piece, because I am fully invested completely. And it would be really hard for me to get into something else or enjoy something else when I just want to watch One Piece. You know what I mean? So, like, to answer, yeah, that's kind of my answer there.
So binge.
Yeah. Binge.
Okay. So for me, I figured that was going to be your answer. Figured a lot of the points you've told me before in conversation, but never like, you know, recorded. But for me, it's the opposite. I actually like, there are times where I like to binge here and there, but I actually prefer the weekly drops. And so much so that now sometimes when binge comes out, I won't watch everything all at the same time. I'll watch one or I'll watch two, and then, you know, I won't wait a week to watch the next one, but sometimes I'll watch another one the next day, or maybe in 2 days I'll watch another two or whatever. But I enjoy, like you talked about, the not just the theory crafting and the suspense, but also it seems to create also, which not that it doesn't on the other side, but it also creates this sense of community and a sense of community interest where it's not just me that's theory crafting and is theorizing and all this, but there's other people, you know, there's people on YouTube, there's people on Reddit, there's people on Twitter that are saying, dude, what about this? Like, oh, did you notice that? Did you see this? And after I watch something, I usually, especially the, you know, the week to week stuff, Shogun, after I watched, like, you know, the latest episode, I sit there and I kind of think, and like, I'm the kind of person that, like, when it's something that I like, I put my phone down, you know, I turn off the lights, nothing else. My whole attention is just on the show, which, like you said, it is different anime and live action because of the turnarounds and stuff like that. But I put all my attention into the show, and I always try to catch every slight little detail because I know that, or I hope that that's going to come back, and I try to remember things and what's important and what's going to come back around. And when you wait a week and that stuff comes back around and you were right about that little thing that not everybody noticed, except maybe, you know, a handful of people on Reddit or YouTube, and like their audiences now know about it too. You know, it makes you feel like, whoa, like I got it. I knew something was going to happen. I knew it. And maybe even more satisfying, it's when you think you have it all figured out, but next week they flip that all on its page and they got you. You know, those are the good ones where it's like, dude, I knew it. But no, you didn't, because they swerved you and they wanted you to think that.
The Vienna taxi.
So yeah. So that sense of community is what I really like about it. You know, being able to talk to you, dude, did you see this week's episode of this? Like, what do you think? Like, what, you know, whether it's with your friends or whether it's with strangers or you're watching somebody else's opinion about it and stuff like that. And then something else that always excites me, and especially when it's on obscure days, like Shogun was dropping on Tuesdays. What do you have to look forward to on Tuesdays, realistically? Just because it's the day after Monday, it's not that Monday, that dreaded Monday. You know, when it's on those days like Monday or Wednesday or Thursday, where it's not like Friday, the weekend, or, you know, the Sundays, you know, it's like, dude, I just got to make it to Tuesday because Shogun, like, that's Shogun night. Very much like Game of Thrones was like, you know, Sunday night. I just got to make it a Sunday night. Or with Last of Us, Sunday night, man. Like, we got to get there. Like, it gives you a week's worth of suspense that, when done well, and it pays off with these amazing shows, like, that release of, like, and that consumption is just that much sweeter. It's like, I don't want to say you earn it, but you know, like, those hard-fought victories, like, when you're in games. If it's super easy, yes, it's satisfying, and you love to run over everything. But when it's hard, and when it's tough, and when you have to wait, and when you have to be patient, like, to me, that payoff is just, it's great. Which it could work the opposite way. When something's not good, you're just like, nah, this shit was trash. But for the majority of the stuff, and I'm not somebody that watches like a lot of stuff at the same time. I usually just watch a couple things here and there. And even when I am watching a few things, like a good couple things, it's a lot easier for me to consume. You know, I'm going to watch Frieren on this day. And then this day is like for Shangri-La. And then this day was for this show. And then I'm also watching like an episode of Monarch every day. So I don't know. I'm very much about that week to week, and I don't mind it. You know, it happens to me with some of the manga that I'm caught up with too. Like, it's tough, right? But you know, I know we both keep up with Boruto. So a monthly one is a lot. That one's tough. I'm not gonna lie. Oh, yeah. But the theory crafting, and I know we usually have a session where, like, we talk about, oh, did you see the latest chapter? And either I saw it first or you saw it first, and then the other one goes and watches it, or I mean reads it, and then we talk about it, like, dude, did you see this? What do you think of that? Like, that, like, I live for that. I love that excitement of, like, you know, we get to talk about it, and then we are gonna have like our thought. I'll have my thoughts. You have your thoughts. I'll have stuff I caught. You have stuff you caught that you point out to me. And then, you know, we wait and we see like what it really is. Yeah. I love that, dude. And I'm a big fan of React. I don't know if you watch any like React videos and stuff like that, but especially like when there's really big moments, like in an episode. And to be fair, people can do that too with binge dropping. It's not really that different. But like when there's a big moment in a weekly episode of something, like, for example, we just had, I think I've missed like maybe two episodes and not by now, but when we had episode 5 of the X-Men 97 series, episode 5 was something else, man. It was amazing, top tier. So of course a lot of people are going to go and react and put their reactions to it. So you have an entire week to see, not just to think about your reaction, but watch other people's. And sometimes they react to it completely different. But then, especially when stuff is really emotional, you get to be there for somebody else's first time to watch something, and they get emotional. And then it's like you have like a synergy. You know what I mean? Again, the sense of community and stuff like that. So I don't know if you watch React content at all, or if you're into watching any of that stuff.
Not really.
But yeah, like I'm real into that. Not for everything, but I get very into stuff like that. Like, you know, like right now that I'm on like an Overwatch grind, I'm watching like a couple Overwatch videos a day, and I'm super into it. So I like the whole, like, okay, for this week it's all about this episode and all the little things. Sometimes if I like something enough, I'll even watch like the episode again. like the next day or like a couple days later, where I'm like, okay, I reflected and I think all this is important. Let me watch it again and see if I still feel the same. So yeah, you're a binger and I'm a weekly guy.
Yeah.
Which I think, to be fair, there are things I will binge watch, and I'm sure there are things that you will watch week to week. Maybe because you have no choice, like you said earlier, right?
So I guess in my case, Kai, you're like, when I have no choice, all the things you mentioned and did, when I have no choice, I will do those things. And usually it's funny because like, when I catch up on a manga, I'm like, son of a, like Blue Lock on the manga, son of a bitch. There I go, Reddit discussion, chapter 2, whatever the hell it's on right there. And I'm looking at everybody's crap and I'm like, oh, whatever. And then like, and it's funny because the ones with the most thumbs up, I'm thinking like, oh, okay, yeah, like that has to be the thing that's going to happen next, whatever. Because there are some people who just have it all figured out.
Nerds.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn, dude. And I have fun with it. And then there's other things where I do go, like I'll catch something. And this happened on the Four Nights of the Apocalypse. I caught on something, whatever, and then I went. I was like, no, it has to be whatever. And some people agreed, some didn't, but I was like, no, you know, this is what I think. And so I kind of do that more so with the manga. It's more so with the manga than with like anime, because anime, obviously, if I really need to, then I'll go just start reading it and catch up and stuff like that, right? But I mean, even then, even with like someone like as I'm watching One Piece and Andrew, like I talk about One Piece with Andrew and I tell him why I'm mad and how excited. And you can tell, it's always funny because every time we bring up One Piece, Andrew gets excited that we're talking about One Piece. Yeah. And I'm talking about One Piece with him. and it's kind of like he has something
how
to
often,
talk to
how about. Often does that manga come out?
What? Which one?
One Piece.
Weekly. Unless he has a break, but weekly, yes. On Shonen Jump. And he'll tell me, hey, man. And he knows I watch it. And the thing is that I know Andrew, like, Andrew wants to, kind of how we talk about with Boruto and stuff like that. Andrew wants to do that with One Piece. And I'm like, no, wait, hold on. Like,
the way you are with My Hero.
Yeah.
No spoilers. When you text me, dude, I want to show you one panel. Let me just show you one panel, please.
It's nuts, dude. And I've always said, like, the pacing right now is a little wonky. And there's some, you know, a little circus thing. But, you know, the final fight, it's the final fight. And I'm like, holy shit. And it's just one panel, Rico. Come on, just one panel. Just one. But no, Rico won't let me.
Yeah, because I like it, you know? If I didn't like it, I would be like, yeah, just tell me. I don't care.
Yeah, but it's funny because even when the thing is that even when the anime comes out or whatever, you best believe when Rico finally watches it, that discussion I held in for so long will finally come to fruition. It happened on Attack on Titan also. Even when the last episode came out, we had Cornelio. And we talked about it too, and we just, you know, kind of figured out thoughts. And the cool thing was is that we festered more so in our thoughts a lot longer, where we did have somebody's initial thoughts, and it kind of played off to a point too. So, yeah, man, it's to each their own, but we all know binge watching is the only way to go. Nah, I'm joking, because I have no choice.
Let me ask you this: has it ever happened to you where? Has it ever happened to you where? You're like, okay, I'm not going to watch the show because it's a week to week. And then by the time it's over, you've read some things and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to watch that show then.
No, not with.
Like it ruins it for you. Like you said, like if people say, oh, it's not that, it's not really good. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to scratch that off my list. Does that ever... Or has anything ever been ruined for you in that way? And like, I'm not talking about like abysmal shit. Like, I'm not talking abysmal shit. Like,
if it were like a like, big like, reveal like, that totally.
What? Or no. Like with what's the name of the show with the little kids, with Norman and.
Oh, and, the Promised Neverland.
Yeah, like that one. That one's a special case because that one people. That one. Everyone. Everyone agrees that it was that season two was just shit.
Like they totally missed the best arc of the entire.
Yeah. Season. Yeah, so like not just in that case, but has anything ever been like, have you ever gotten opinions where like you said, you know what, maybe I won't watch it?
That's way not necessarily. Unless if you go through reviews and they're like overwhelmingly bad, you know, then and that, but that's like a special case for live action and games because those do have a big time more so of a review panel. Whereas some anime, like There's just whether they're not popular, so they're rated low. People don't really watch them or whatever. If it piques my interest, anime, I will still watch it regardless. But when it comes to like just video games or like live action, if it's overwhelmingly bad, then I won't even give it the time of day. Even if it's piqued my interest, then I won't even bother. Because again, that's with the whole concept. Well, that's one less thing I have to binge watch. And let me go, you know, to my watch list and watch something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For one, I guess it could save you from like watching something that's crap. But at the same time, it could also discourage you from watching something that you could have liked. Whereas other people like would say like, this was crap. Which I guess you're lucky in a way, because since you watch a lot of anime, whereas maybe the anime itself is not good, a lot of people will say, oh, just read the manga. And since you love to read and you love, you know, to read manga, you could just go back to the source and say, oh, okay, well, I watched the good one. Like, I watched the good version of this in the better medium. You know what I mean?
Well, in your case, you can always go and do that with Tokyo Ghoul. I haven't seen Tokyo Ghoul, which is probably one of the most watched animes ever, and I haven't seen it.
I've watched only a couple episodes of season two, because honestly, season one is that good, bro. Like, it really is that good. And people say that the manga's better.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm just not a reader. Like, I have to sit down and be ready for it.
Yeah. See, I'm a reader, so I guess that's obviously a special way in manga where. So a lot of times I could compare the manga to the anime and know what type of job they're doing or whatever. But for the most part, if it's a solid story, it's a solid story. The only time I'll have issues is when the story is just completely deviated from just what the author had tried to do. Hell, even a live action stuff. When it comes to a lot of the live action stuff, basically even movies are adapted from just media or books and stuff like that. Whether I've read the novel or haven't and stuff like that, and you know, I don't want to say kind of compare, but if there's a live action series that I really really enjoyed, I go read it. If there's a book, and if not, well, great, I'll wait for a movie part two. That's a good thing about movies, is movies are meant to be enjoyed, you know, in spurts. Not, you know, the investment time in movies is not as big as shows or anime or anything like that. So
yeah, could you think of anything that is like, what's the right word? Anything negative, and not from a preference. The word won't come to me, but not from a preference standpoint, but like unbiased, like an unbiased reason as to why week to week is not good.
Why
my preference of the week to week thing is like not good, or can you think of any downside to it or something like that? You know, outside of your preference of like, you know, you just want to know. I got to know.
Oh, I mean, I can probably...
What are the downsides of week to week?
I can probably tell you the downsides of binge watching like mine, where like you had mentioned in your case, if you even take one break and, you know, you get on social media, you're more likely to find spoilers, you know, in some capacity. Now, in your case, even with the week to week, the spoiler thing does exist, especially it's more prominent in anime than it is in live action. Live action, we'll get it. It's again based off of source material, but you do get those people, and again, where because you're a week to week watcher, it happened to Cornelio so much during, I think, Attack on Titan and Jujutsu Kaisen and stuff like that, where if you're not reading or if you're not watching it the first day, not even then, like, oh, you have like, yeah, the manga readers who are way ahead or whatever, and then you're watching the anime week to week, and they've called it something. Obviously, they call them anime watchers or anime only, manga readers, manga only, both. You know what I mean? And in that tight community, it's already said, hey, don't, no spoilers, don't miss it. But there's people who don't care. So if you're an anime week to week watcher, that's one of the things that you avoid wholeheartedly.
For anime, for sure.
Yeah, live action, again, if it's based off of source material, then cool. But even if it's like an episode, if you fall behind or whatever, you didn't watch it day one, Be prepared, baby, because to start avoiding it until you do watch it. Again, that's true for everything. Even like in binge watching, again, you're more prone to have already seen the spoiler, forget, and then remember when you finally do watch it. You know what I mean? Or kind of just get through everything in one go, because you might just be spoiled throughout the entire thing. One of the other things about week to week, and again, an unbiased thing is that, again, you just have to wait. You know what I mean? Like not being able to know what happens or get the fulfillment of the ending of that story, like, to me, that's rough, man. That's just a personal thing, right? A personal preference. But an unbiased thing, again, spoilers are a huge, huge thing when it comes to just watching something week to week. And another thing is, I suppose, would be what I don't want to say the investment, but how would you say it? More so the commitment, I guess, because sometimes the commitment can be a little daunting, a little long, whether you kind of already know what you're getting yourself into whenever it's a binge watch, whenever you're binge watching stuff. I know, for example, like, let's say you're like into a Supernatural, right? When it first came out, hey, get ready, because there's Supernatural had 15 seasons. And even as a binge watcher, I stopped after season 9 and binge watching and stuff like that. It kind of got crazy. So it's easier to keep up week to week on the smaller stuff, especially when it's up by seasons. But even then, you know, it the commitment, I think, is probably another thing that you kind of have to figure out whenever you're watching.
Yeah, but I guess you could say the same thing about binging, because there are certain things, you know, 10 episodes, 8 episodes, 6 episodes.
I mean, don't like say 20, One Piece, because that's the exception.
Even 20 episodes is doable. But like you... like that you have 1,000 chapters, or I don't know how many episodes to watch of One Piece, or, you know, someone getting into Naruto, or like you said, a Supernatural, or somebody that's starting to binge The Simpsons, or one of those crazy shows, which, to be fair, there's a reason they're still going, because they're popular. But that could be a big turnoff for people. Like, damn, I have to watch this many.
And it is. Even like One Piece, like it's daunting, dude. People look at that and say, nah. And I was like that for a long time. And I said, you know what? I'm ready. I just got to do it. I'm doing it. And I'm glad I did. Never look back. It's one of those things for everything. Even if it's like the commitment's there, once you're committed, you're fully invested. And that's the best part, right? Obviously, like you had mentioned, you know, there's a reason they've gone on for so long. Once you're committed, you're going to be invested, and you're going to love the hell out of it. And you'll always get to a point where you're going to be like, I wish there was more. You know what I mean? And it's like that with One Piece already. Like, I don't even want to catch up.
Either that, or like there's some things I'm sure, like, not a lot, I'm sure, but there's a... sadly, I think that there's probably others where it's really, really long. And then after a while, you're just kind of like, all right, like, I'm done here. Like, either this is... either something fell off, or you're just not interested in it anymore. Or who knows, maybe you come back to it like at some other time when you're ready to, you know, go through the next 500 after through 500. But at least it's always there, you know. I'm thinking too of like those people in Game of Thrones fandom that started off reading, and there's a lot of people that theorized from the very beginning that Jon Snow, spoilers, was the child of Lyanna and Rhaegar, and like all these years later, which I don't know if it's more like you feel more fulfillment, or like you're just tired of having to freaking waited for the confirmation that you were right. But I don't know, like that to me, that's super, super cool. But I mean, I guess, like you said, to each their own. Yeah, because waiting years for something like that's crazy.
I couldn't. Yeah. I would lose my shit if I had to wait for something that long for fulfilling my commitment. I'd be like, yeah, whatever, man. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not even sure that that's already confirmed in the books. I know in the show it's confirmed, but I don't know what differences there's going to be in the books. So there's actually people that are still waiting. You know, those readers of the initial A Tale of Ice and Fire that are waiting for like the book ending. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I guess there's very different ways to enjoy things, and obviously, like, we do see things a little bit differently in how we like to consume some of our stuff. When we have no choice, there's no choice, but when we have the you know, different options, and you know, nowadays we have both, you know, some people binge, some people still hold on to the weekly thing, but I guess there's good parts of both, and maybe there's bad parts of both, but yeah, I mean, it was just a really interesting thing that I saw a bunch of people going back and forth because of the differences in Shogun and Fallout, but that they were both very good shows. So
yeah,
I think that's our discussion. So obviously, again, I won. I'm correct. I'm the winner.
That's obviously, again, congrats to me. I'm right. Rico is not. That's just the way it is. But is that a wrap?
Yeah, I think that's it. Unless there's anything else you want to get into. You want to talk about that Laker game?
No, that's not.
Okay. Just checking.
No, that's not. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. Life. Well, don't worry. Game one of the Mavs wasn't that great either. So.
Well, at least you didn't repeat. At least game two was not the exact same thing we saw in game one. Okay, it was the exact same song and dance, dude. I just don't get it. Like, I'm already great first half, crappy third, trying to battle in the fourth, and we suck. But that's a discussion for another time.
Yeah.
But
we could talk about our teams all day and just
we
hate our teams.
It's just so frustrating, man. Like, that's because when Murray made his game winner, man, like, I was, first of all, that wasn't even the shot that I obviously, right? It was a possession before that where Michael Porter, had Austin Reeves gotten the ball, we were going to win. Aaron Gordon takes the ball, passes it to Michael Porter Jr. from the three. Shot clock's expiring. He drills it. When he drilled that shot, I said, it's game over. I don't care what we do next. It's game over. We're tied. It's game over. And then LeBron, oh, my God. Man, I can't right now. I'm not even going to get into that. I'm not going to get into it. You know, and again, I'm not a coach. You know, we're couch players, all kinds of whatever. You call us what you want. I like to think we know basketball. And that was LeBron knows that was probably an ill-advised shot, but I'm sure as a basketball player, when you cross up like that and he falls to the floor, you cannot help it. And that's what happens. The basketball player and LeBron just, he saw him fall and I said, oh, I'm going to cook him. And he had to take the shot.
He said, should I be smart and pick week to week? And he said, hell nah, I'm going for the binge drop and the big And he blew it, just like you did.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. But anyways, we're on the different coin of that, because the Mavs did win game two yesterday and Lakers did not. So we have a game tomorrow in L.A. So hopefully we don't see that weird third quarter meltdown that we've seen last two games. Yeah, dude. The same thing, man. We were up 20 against the Nuggets in the third, and we just suck, man. I can't even.
But aside from that, I have faith in Darvin Ham. Yeah, well, we should end. We should end because we're never gonna stop.
So, anyways, we play in LA, and I think we're gonna win. It's true. I honestly think we're gonna win tomorrow. Are we gonna lose in five? Yes, but at least we're gonna win one. That's what I think. But that's because we had our predictions a while back, which I'm gonna go ahead and log us out, because we did talk about last week the WNBA draft that just happened, and obviously the NBA playoffs had just started. So we did have some of our matchups and who we think we'd win, and obviously I think for the most part you and I were pretty similar. The only ones I think right now are the, because I had the Suns actually putting up a fight, but the Timberwolves are just steamrolling them, so that's awesome to watch. Obviously the Timberwolves are rising up to the occasion, so good on them. But aside from that, if you have not listened to last week's podcast, just like I was talking about, we did go over the NBA playoffs. So if you want to see who we picked, you can go ahead and listen to that. If you want to check out our thoughts on WNBA and some awesome video game showcases and headlines that came out last week, go ahead and listen to that. Otherwise, we are the Mid-Era Nerds. Thank you guys for a good night. You have a good one.
Yeah, and notice how we release our podcast week to week. Think about it.